This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Actin, the molecular engine powering cell movement, division, and immune defense. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi Kadze, MD, MPhD, GMJ News Desk. Actin, a ubiquitous cytoplasmic protein, is fundamental to cellular mechanics across all eukaryotic cells. It enables muscle contraction, immune cell migration, and cell division through dynamic polymerization and depolymerization cycles regulated by cellular signaling. Understanding actin's role illuminates how cells maintain structural integrity while adapting to environmental demands, a principle central to both normal physiology and disease pathogenesis. Key takeaways: actin is a multifunctional protein essential for muscle contraction, cellular movement, and cytokinesis. Cells dynamically assemble and disassemble actin networks without blueprints, responding in real time to local molecular signals. This regulated self-organization enables cells to adapt, heal, migrate, and divide, hallmarks of cellular resilience. Dysregulation of actin dynamics underlies pathologies ranging from muscular dystrophy to metastatic cancer. 6% actin comprises approximately 6% of total cellular protein in a typical mammalian cell, making it one of the most abundant proteins in the human body. Actin functions across cell types. Percentage of cell types where actin plays a critical functional role: 2025 skeletal muscle cells, 100%, immune cells, lymphocytes, epithelial cells, 100%, fibroblasts, 100 neurons, 90%. Source: Cell and Molecular Biology Literature Consensus, 2025. Georgian Medical Journal News. Actin in Muscle Contraction. The foundation of movement. Actin's most well-characterized role is in skeletal muscle contraction. Thin filaments composed of actin interact with myosin-thick filaments in a sliding mechanism first described by Huxley and colleagues in their landmark 1954 studies. When calcium enters the muscle cell following neural stimulation, it triggers tropomyosin to shift position on the actin filament, exposing myosin binding sites. Myosin heads then pull actin toward the center of the sarcomere, contracting the muscle fiber. This mechanism explains why diseases affecting actin or its interacting proteins, such as muscular dystrophies involving actin mutations, result in progressive muscle weakness. Mutations in the ATA1 gene, which encodes skeletal muscle actin, cause nemaline myopathy, a congenital disorder characterized by abnormal actin accumulation and severe muscle weakness. Immune cell migration and bacterial defense. Beyond muscles, actin drives the migration of immune cells toward pathogens. When macrophages and lymphocytes detect bacterial signals, they rapidly remodel their actin cytoskeleton to generate lamellipodia, sheet-like membrane protrusions that propel the cell forward. This process, called amoeboid migration, is essential for immune surveillance and pathogen clearance. The actin regulatory proteins ARP2-3 complex and formin nucleate new actin filaments in response to Rho family GTPases activated by chemokine signaling. Dysfunction in these pathways impairs immune cell trafficking, contributing to immunodeficiency and recurrent infections in certain genetic conditions. Cell division, rebuilding the cytoskeleton without a blueprint. During cytokinesis, cells face a unique challenge. They must disassemble their existing actin network, divide into two daughters, and rapidly reconstruct the cytoskeleton in each, all without explicit genetic instructions for the new configuration. Research by Pollard and colleagues demonstrates that this process relies on regulated self-organization. Local concentration gradients of actin nucleating proteins, formins, ARP2-3 complex, and capping proteins create the cleavage furrow, a contractile ring of actin and myosin that physically separates the two daughter cells. This is dynamic stability in action. Actin monomers constantly associate and dissociate from filament ends, yet the net structure adapts to the cell's immediate needs. The same principle applies to wound healing, where cells at the margin of a wound extend lamellipodia rich in actin to migrate into the gap and restore epithelial continuity. Actin dysregulation in disease and cancer. When cells lose the ability to regulate actin dynamics, pathology ensues. Cancer cells exploit actin remodeling to invade tissues and metastasize. Overexpression of actin regulators like ARP2-3 or loss of actin severing proteins destabilizes normal cell architecture, facilitating epithelial mesenchymal transition, EMT, a process where adherent cancer cells acquire the ability to migrate and invade surrounding tissue. Conversely, actin-stabilizing compounds like phalloidin poison cells by preventing actin depolymerization, leading to cell death. This toxin has both research applications and rarely causes fatal poisoning when contaminated mushrooms are consumed. Understanding actin dynamics opens therapeutic avenues. Targeting actin regulators may suppress cancer metastasis or restore immune function in immunocompromised states. Actin comprises approximately 6% of total cellular protein and orchestrates muscle contraction, immune migration, and cell division through dynamic polymerization cycles regulated by local molecular signals, not rigid blueprints. This regulated self-organization is the defining feature of cellular adaptability. Consensus in Cell and Molecular Biology Literature, 2025. What this means for patients: maintaining muscle health through exercise preserves actin-myosin architecture and delays age-related muscle loss. Recognizing genetic muscle disorders early, characterized by actin mutations, can guide family screening and enable supportive therapies before severe weakness develops. For clinicians, actin-related pathology should be considered in presentations of congenital myopathy, immunodeficiency with recurrent infections, or cancers exhibiting high invasive potential. Muscle biopsy showing characteristic actin aggregates, as in nemaline myopathy, confirms genetic diagnosis. Serum myoglobin levels may indicate muscle actin breakdown in active myopathies. For policymakers, investment in basic research on actin dynamics and cytoskeletal regulation yields translational applications for muscular dystrophy, cancer therapeutics, and immune disorders. Genomic screening for ACTA1 mutations in neonates with hypotonia can expedite diagnosis and counseling. Frequently asked questions: what is the difference between actin and myosin, and why do both matter? Actin forms thin filaments in muscle, myosin forms thick filaments. Myosin heads bind to actin and pull it, generating force. Without myosin, actin filaments cannot contract muscle. Both are structurally interdependent in the sarcomere, the fundamental contractile unit of muscle. Can actin dynamics be targeted therapeutically? Yes. Experimental actin depolymerizing drugs and ARP2-3 inhibitors are in preclinical and early clinical development to suppress cancer cell migration. Similarly, agents that stabilize actin in immune cells may enhance anti-tumor immunity. However, systemic actin inhibition is toxic because actin is essential in all cell types. Why can cells rebuild their actin network without a blueprint? Actin filaments self-assemble based on thermodynamic principles and local chemical signals. Each actin monomer knows its neighbors through biochemical interactions, not genetic instructions. This self-organization is faster and more flexible than centralized control, enabling cells to adapt within seconds to mechanical or chemical cues. Actin exemplifies a fundamental principle of cellular biology. Life achieves robustness and adaptability, not through rigid architecture, but through dynamic stability, molecules constantly reorganizing in response to local context. As research continues to map the regulatory networks controlling actin dynamics, opportunities emerge to modulate this fundamental process therapeutically, offering hope for patients with actin-related muscle diseases, immunodeficiencies, and metastatic cancers. The next decade of cell biology will likely deepen our molecular understanding of how cells orchestrate complex self-organization without centralized planning. Source: actin is one of the most important molecules in your body.